I'm David Kopp, executive editor at Multnomah Books, and I'm pleased to talk to you about Jeffrey Dean's new book, The Fight of Your Life, Guiding and Guarding Your Teen in Today's Cultural War. When the teens you love so much leave your house every day, what world do they walk out into? Do you know, really? Do you understand the latest party pressures, the newest intimidations at school or the mall, the snares lurking on social networking sites, in music lyrics, at the movies, even on our cell phone? Do you know, really? Caring parents have to know the facts about our teens' world, or we can't parent wisely. Yet there's probably never been a generation of parents more at risk of being completely in the dark. No one brings a more trusted voice to today's Christian parents than Jeffrey Dean. He is an authority on youth culture who speaks to more than 150,000 teens each year. He's a sought-after teen expert among home and Christian schoolers, as well as with groups like Youth for Christ and Young Life. He's also a frequent speaker at music festivals and school assemblies. And he's the author of a DVD curriculum for Lifeway entitled Fled. Jeffrey's latest book for Multnomah is based on fresh research, candid statements from thousands of teens, and the pressing concerns of hundreds of parents. Here is Alice Kreider, our editorial coordinator, to ask Jeffrey a few questions about his new book.
Hi, Jeffrey. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, hello. It's my pleasure.
Jeffrey, in your new book, you want to inform parents about the hidden dangers that teens face today. What are some dangers you worry about most and why?
Well, it's a great question. You know, there are probably countless dangers facing this generation today. Internet, hookup parties, cutting, farming, which if you're not too familiar with that, is basically the new rage where kids are actually stealing prescription drugs from home and bartering them with other kids who do the same at school. So that's pretty scary. Sex is always a big one. You know, I tackle all of these issues in this new book for parents and really wanting to equip them and help them win, give them the tools they need. But, you know, I must say, probably the greatest danger facing this generation of teens above all else that I see is their spiritual lives. You know, the mid-century was really a secular age when we valued science over spirituality, but now we've got a culture that's very spiritual, probably more spiritual than in any previous culture. But the problem is, that I see with teens, is that many students today believe in God, but their beliefs about him really are defined by the culture and not by his word. That is, teens today believe that what the world is telling them about God, rather than really finding it out for themselves and really diving into scripture. And, you know, this is a scary thing. You know, statistics show us that the teens want to believe in God, but they don't believe you have to come to know him through a personal relationship with Jesus, and they pretty much think any religion will serve the same purpose. Churched, unchurched kids, they're buying this way of thinking, and I think that's why this book is really critical in helping parents understand the tremendous role they play in equipping their teens spiritually.
Are you saying that even kids growing up in strong Christian homes are at risk in ways that parents don't understand?
Oh, absolutely. Studies show us, and really more importantly, after 15 years of counseling with hundreds, thousands of teens, you know, I've seen it firsthand. I'm confident. You know, today, teens are teens, whether they're in public school, private school, homeschool, churched, unchurched, in love with Jesus or clueless about him or somewhere in the middle. There's no teen that's really immune to the ways of the enemy. No teen is exempt from the war that we really believe Satan's daily waging for their soul. I mean, just like John 10:10, Jesus warns, and he says, remember that verse where he says that Satan's daily goal is to steal, to kill, and destroy. I mean, Satan is working overtime to ensure that our teens never truly embrace God's plan for their lives. And I actually believe that as a Christian teen, those Christian teens are more at risk. I mean, think about it. Who's more dangerous to Satan? A teen who doesn't give a flip about Jesus or one who's crazy in love with him? You see, the danger is in the reality. Jeremiah 29:11 says, God has a plan for your life. That's for every teen, for every teen's life. Those who are passionately pursuing him, Satan has their number on speed dial, and he desires to release all hell in their lives to see that they never become the man or the woman God intended them to be.
You make this rather alarming statement to parents in your opening chapter. I'll read. You're immersed in one of the greatest fights of your life. Are you ready? As a parent, you must be ready to fight. Any other option would be devastating to your teen. These are really strong words. Would you comment?
You know, they are strong words, but consider this. 77% These are some alarming statistics. 77% of primetime shows on TV have sexual content. Today, in our nation, 8,000 teens will contract a sexually transmitted disease, totaling more than 2.5 million a year. Listen to this. By the time they finish eighth grade, 41% of our students have consumed alcohol. By the time they graduate, 3 of 4 have consumed alcohol. 25% of girls and 30% of boys by the age of 15 have had sex. That number jumps to an alarming 80% by the time they're 19. 55% of our students have had oral sex by the ninth grade. 41% say that it's easily, or that pot is easily accessible. 62% of our nation's high school students and 28% of middle school students go to schools where drugs are used, kept, or sold. And then listen to this statistic. Today, 5,400 teens will attempt suicide. 2,700 will run away from home. 2,800 will give birth out of wedlock. These are staggering statistics. And after 15 years of ministry, we have come in contact with countless of parents, I believe well-meaning, good-intentioned parents. But they look at statistics such as this, and they say, well, Jeffrey, yeah, but that's not my teen. Well, after more than a decade and a half of ministry, my experience clearly tells me this can be anyone's teen. The values our teens embrace for what they take a stand, for what they choose to live for daily, this stuff's being challenged. And we can try to ignore it. We can think it only affects other teens. But reality is, I think as parents, we've got to realize the sound is the alarm is loud and clear. We've got to wake up. The war is alive. The war is real. Today's teens may seem safe, but I am convinced. Your teen may be the best teen in the world, but I'm convinced every teen is only one choice away from a huge consequence. And that's why this book's so important, because every parent needs to read this book, because every parent's teen is facing this war, whether they realize it or not.
Of course, there's more to raising a teen successfully than keeping him or her away from the latest cultural threats. How would you describe the real mission of a Christian parent?
Well, you know, I spend the whole book really unpacking this question here and really helping parents understand what their mission is. But, you know, for simplicity's sake today, if I could summarize this in 2 points, the first would be this. Your ability as a parent to lead your teen through these entangling years is really synonymous, I believe, with your walk with God. I talk in this book about the importance of parents, of daily surrendering your life to God, to His will, His plan, to His truths. And as a parent, literally in the fight of your life to help guard and guide your teen through these years, you are handicapped. I really believe you are handicapped if you are not daily pursuing Christ and relying on His strength, His wisdom, and His guidance in your own life. So it's about your walk, number one. Number two, I can summarize in one word, availability. As I often state in this book, studies show us, and students tell me this, overwhelmingly, they want more time with mom and dad, especially dad. Availability, time. This must be a critical component of remaining a parent who's involved and who goes the distance in being connected with their team.
Finally, Jeffrey, in the face of many disturbing trends, what kind of genuine encouragement can a parent expect to receive from reading your book?
Well, I'll say this. Whether your teen is living a God-honoring life, a prodigal life, or simply existing somewhere in the middle, this book's going to be powerful for every parent, because I want every parent to know this. First of all, you are wanted. Your teen may never say it, show it, or request it, but he or she daily desires your involvement in their life. And more importantly, they need it. So number one, parents are going to read this book and they're going to understand probably more than ever before, man, my kid wants me involved in their life, even if they don't fully always tell me they want it. And second, I want every parent to understand, and I believe from cover to cover, they will truly grasp this, that parents, you were made for this moment. God would have never given you the privilege of being a parent if he didn't know that you were capable. In this book, I'm going to help you clearly understand that during this season of your life as you raise a teen, that God equally has a plan for you, for your life in the process. God wants to grow you. He wants to use you. He wants to draw you closer to him. And as you roll up your sleeves and choose to fight the good fight for your team, God's going to reveal things to you that possibly you never even knew about yourself and use you in ways possibly you never thought he could, as he shapes you into becoming the person he already knows you can be as a leader, as the number one person of influence in the life of your team.
And thank you for being here today with us, Jeffrey. We're looking forward to the resource that this book will be for parents, and we appreciate your time.
That was my privilege. Thank you very much.